Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Men are idiots, and idiots do stupid things.
Howard Simon.
Oh, what a loser!
Jeremy White.
He's an idiot. Don't listen to him. He's an idiot.
On WGR.
I really didn't think you could lower the bar at your station.
Sports Radio 550.
Hi, good morning. Jeremy White and Sal Capaccio. Howard's off today. And we've got some stuff to get to, some football. And on the Wester Hotline joining us, we're going to talk Chiefs, a little Kansas City Chiefs football with Jay Binkley, who joins us on the Wester Hotline. Jay, good morning. It's Jeremy and Sal.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy and Sal.
How are things in Kansas City?
Good, just hot.
Hot, yeah. It's hot a lot. It's been hot here, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody's hot.
I wonder if we've beat you. We're up in the 90s like most of last week. Were you guys at 90s, 100? Where were you?
We're 95 today.
That's pretty hot. That's pretty hot. Jay Binkley, yeah. the host of Bink at Night, 610 Sports Radio, and co-host of the Chiefs postgame show. All right, Jay. So you know, on this Chiefs team and this big contract from Patrick Mahomes, the monster deal. What's general reaction? What's the breakdown of it as we learned about a new thing called guarantee mechanisms and saw you know a deal that looked like $500 million if it goes all the way through.
You know, it looked good for Pat, and you know, life continues to get better. He was in that. Reno Golf, American Century Golf Tournament. He had Coors Light on the sleeve, so had another sponsor for Patrick. He's just racking up the deals. But it looks good for the Chiefs because it actually is soft on the cap the first couple of years before it really escalates. And the one thing about this contract, will he see half a million dollars? I doubt it. You know, probably in the $300 million range before these things are restructured. This is all his contracts. It's built to be restructured. What's interesting about it, it really is kind of like a baseball contract. Like, we really haven't seen those in sports so far. I knew he was going to get the Brinks truck when they paid Patrick Mahomes, but that number was just eye-popping because it was the first contract that was extended the NFL in 45 days. With everything going on, there was kind of a freeze, and all of a sudden, the Patrick Mahomes contract, it probably won't be matched anytime soon. Usually we see these contracts, and then you see the next guy get a higher one and higher one. But I don't think you're going to see that with this contract with Mahomes. But this town is ecstatic. There was no way they were going to let Pat Mahomes walk at the end of his deal in 2 years. There was just no way. He's quickly become the most popular athlete in my lifetime, to be honest.
I was going to say ever? Yeah, it's got to be ever.
Well, I lived through George Brett.
Okay.
And George Brett was really – and Tom Watson won 8 majors in golf, is from the area. But I don't think anything gets to the level of a quarterback. It's kind of a football town. As much as we like baseball in this town, it at its core is football. And when you're the quarterback in this town, you're more popular than the mayor, everybody.
Yeah.
How much of Mahomes' contract will Andy Reid see? What does his future hold?
You know, that's a good question. His contract expires after 2021, but the way they talked, the way that Andy Reid talked on that Zoom there the day that Patrick signed that contract, you know, he's not given a timetable. You know, he was asked what it could be, and, you know, he's 62 years old, but a young 62 years old. So I don't know. I mean, the way it sounded like, you know, that he'd go for, well, I don't know, maybe another decade with the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know if that'll be the case. You know, maybe another Super Bowl or two, and I could see him hopping out. But He did not give a timetable. He did not give a timetable on his on how long he'd be here. But that's the next big contract, obviously, with the Chiefs.
And that one won't have a salary cap tied to it. You can do pretty much whatever you want there. With Mahomes, is there any – I know you said it's soft on the cap early. Does anybody do the can you afford to pay a quarterback that much? I mean, is I don't really think it's much of a point because it's the most important position, and obviously the caliber of player that he is. But is there any pause about that? Is there any conversation? Maybe when you get to that, you know, $50 million roster bonus that comes that 1 year, is there any conversation of that?
You know, there's not. The national narrative was kind of like, well, look at what happens when you pay quarterbacks. Look what happened. They don't win Super Bowls anymore. I will say that Patrick Mahomes is kind of the outlier. You know, no one had won an MVP and a Super Bowl MVP before they're 25 years old. Pat did. He's kind of the outlier for it, but you guys said it right there. Everybody else will come and go. It's just like New England. You know, it was Troy Brown and Deion Branch as wide receivers winning rings. It wasn't Randy Moss that won a ring with them. You know, what skill positions are going to the Hall of Fame after the tremendous run they've been on? Maybe probably Gronk and Tom Brady. I mean, that's – but everybody else in Pittsburgh with Ben Roethlisberger and all the other pieces that have moved around it. You got to have that quarterback, though, and I think it's the hardest thing, and teams are searching for it and throwing darts, and you see Arizona with Rosen a couple years ago, and then they scratch that and they go out and get Kyler Murray. To find the guy in football to be quarterback is what everybody's searching for at this time, and no one can figure out. Used to be the quarterback was 6'5", 250 pounds. That's out the window. And guys like Kyler Murray are, you know, getting a chance to run a team in that skill set. So Chiefs haven't made in that department.
You know, there was an article we were just discussing earlier today about Bill Barnwell wrote. He had the, I don't know if you saw it on ESPN, the top, you know, skill players for each team ranked 1 through 32. And we were debating on the Chiefs because the Chiefs are interesting. You know, obviously they do have very good skill players. But Mahomes, even though he's not part of the equation for how Barnwell wrote it, he, of course, you know, makes those guys better. Like, how good is that group? Let's say Patrick Mahomes is not part of the equation and they have some average quarterback. Tell us about that position, those skill players around Patrick Mahomes and who they are and how good they truly are.
Well, we get to see it a little bit with the Chiefs when Pat Mahomes got hurt. And this year with the dislocated kneecap, and you get to see Matt Moore come in. And here was Matt Moore, a guy that was essentially scouting for the Dolphins and high school coaching, step in with the Chiefs. I mean, it is a system with Andy Reid, and they bring Matt Moore back. They had brought Chad Henne back. He was the original backup quarterback here, and Matt Moore kind of, well, because Chad Henne got hurt too, so Matt Moore kind of jumped out. But they went back and got Matt Moore just a couple of weeks ago, and he does make people better. And the one thing that Patrick Mahomes said when he first got here was, he said, all of my job is to do is put the ball in the hands of my playmakers and let them make plays. And I do believe there's a skill set. I mean, we saw a lot of injuries last year. Tyreek Hill was hurt for a while. And, of course, this year the Chiefs went straight with running back with the first-round pick, so to kind of alleviate that pressure off of Pat Mahomes. But he's an elevator. He will definitely raise the talent around him. And that's what good quarterbacks do, and that's why Pat Mahomes was selected. Take advantage of the speed of Tyreek Hill down the field. So he's one of those guys that I do believe raises the talent around him.
The addition of Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I think it's a very popular fantasy football pick. How much will he be a part of this offense? What has really happened with the Chiefs at the running back spot? There's been a little bit of turnover there. I mean, they might be a great example of how you don't necessarily need a star there. Kareem Hunt was great for a while, and then, of course, his time there ended. And now with Edwards-Helaire, you get a good, you know, 4 to 5 years with him, taking him in the first round. So what expectations would you have for him early on?
Yeah, and the I think the Chiefs, they're never going to be a run-heavy team. But it was a game last year against the Raiders, and the Chiefs were able to run the ball with a rookie running back. They had Darwin Thompson that they had picked up in the sixth round the year before. and they were able to salt away the clock, and it's something they hadn't been able to do. Pat Mahomes' MVP year, you know, the 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns, it was always on him throwing the football constantly. And the book started coming out where teams would start running against the Chiefs and keep Mahomes on the sideline. But that's when the Chiefs were able to manufacture some yards. It really showed with taking that pressure off Pat Mahomes. Now, here's the thing. I don't know what they expect from rookies this year, guys. I'm kind of concerned about rookies in the NFL this year. When you're not going to have rookie mini camps, you're not having OTAs, who knows what training camp is going to look like, guys. The Chiefs are supposed to start training camp on the 25th because they're going a couple days earlier than everybody because they play the first game. Houston, Kansas City are allowed to start on that day. But I'm kind of concerned with the rookies. And with some of these rules that we've seen, of course, they're not all done yet, but 20 people on this practice field and only 20 there. You know, how are the rookies going to get that timing down? And I will say this. The Chiefs have 20 of 22 starters coming back. Of all years to have that, this is that year, and they're calling it run it back. And when I think when you look at teams that they're favoring for the Super Bowl, why not the Chiefs? And I haven't heard a ton of that, but 20 of 22 starters from a Super Bowl champion is pretty unbelievable considering all those one-year contracts they brought back. They brought back Sammy Watkins. You know, a lot of people didn't see that happening, and Bashaud Breeland, and all these people coming back to the Chiefs. But if in this era of uncertainty where the timing's not down and knowing the playbook and in getting the chemistry with your draft picks and your quarterback, the fact that a team has 20 of 22 starters is unbelievable. And I think rookies will slowly be implemented this
you know,
season.
It's funny, Jay.
It's going to be an interesting impact. Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. You know, what's funny is that's one reason the Bills fans are very optimistic is because
sure.
They're also returning 20 of 22 from a playoff team with both coordinators, same head coach, same offensive line intact. So a lot of the similarities there, which
sure.
I think really, I agree with you, lends itself to maybe having a better year because of the situation we're in. Defensively, though, for the Bills, they've been pretty consistent the last 3 years. The Chiefs, they've gone through this ebb and flow. They took a nice leap last year, still a little leaky at times, but they did a nice job of keeping them in games. Teams have to outscore them, obviously. And now you have the Chris Jones situation. What does the defense look like overall? And then give us an update on that situation.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's why I think Buffalo Bills are going to win the East because of just what you said. I love that. But the Chiefs defense really came alive last year, kind of the midway point of the season there when they were in Mexico City. And then they started leading the league and, you know, fewest points and everything the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season. As a matter of fact, people really don't believe this, but the 49ers and the Chiefs, the 49ers actually scored more total points going into the Super Bowl than the Chiefs last year. There's more points a game. The Chiefs defense actually gave up fewer points per game last year than the San Francisco 49ers. Total points, a lot of people go, oh, wait a minute, 49ers defense was this vaunted defense. But they started improving. And Steve Spagnuolo changed things. I mean, after all, I do believe Spags was brought in here to stop the Patriots. I think that was the roadblock for the Chiefs. Obviously, Steve Spagnuolo did it with that incredible Patriots team that was undefeated in the Super Bowl. And he brought life. And the addition of the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, coming in and just changing the attitude. The day he signed his contract, he had a press conference. And he said, you know, Pat Mahomes called him. And after the press conference, we asked him, we said, what did he say to you? He says, well, he said that he's got the offense. You take over the defense. So he brought and instilled that attitude. And really concentrating on stopping the run really helped the Chiefs defense last year. That's why, is Mahomes going to put up the eye-popping numbers? Probably not, because he's not going to be asked to the way that the defense plays for the Chiefs. Chris Jones is interesting, and we'll definitely find out because he's got to sign that extension, if at all, by the 15th. I'd say it's a 50-50 shot right now. And I know that's kind of like sitting on the fence answer, but it truly is, because one number that's being trotted out there, and it's a little bit like baseball arbitration. With Chris Jones on the field, the Chiefs gave up a yard more per carry. And that's the one thing they want to see from Chris Jones. The biggest concern with this team is stopping the run. And I'm not 100% sure the Chiefs want to have two mega contracts like Mahomes and Jones. Jones already regarded as the second best defensive player in the league. But can you have the highest paid defensive player and offensive player It's hard to do, especially when they gave Frank Clark $100 million last year.
On the Western Hotline, talking Kansas City Chiefs. And one question I have for you, Jay, is did you do the Super Bowl post-game show? I always wonder about, like, our post-game host and all that, and, like, what it's like to – especially for – it wasn't the first Super Bowl for the Chiefs, but in a generation, you know, like, in so long – finally getting over that hump, like what that's like.
Fellas, I'm 47 years old, and I've always lived in this town, and I hadn't seen one. You know, they won the Super Bowl, and we always, you know, talk to those guys like Willie Lanier and Mike Garrett of the world, what they like winning the Super Bowl. But I think this town got a primer when the Royals won in 15.
Okay.
I think it was because it did feel like the other shoe was going to drop on the city. You know, it always felt like bad things were going to happen. The Chiefs were going to make the postseason and lose like they've done so much. Guys, they were, I mean, as good as you look at this franchise, people that were born were able to drink at a bar at 21 years old in between the last two times they'd won a playoff game before this run with Andy Reid. I mean, it has been unbelievable what they went from 94 all the way to what, 2000. Just a couple of years ago, 2000.
Jay, we're still there. Yeah, we're the still there, Jay. Last the win was 95.
The Bills are about to run for the House of Representatives. Yeah. You know?
you guys know what I'm talking about. I mean, it had been so long, and this town went in absolutely insane. As I mentioned, it's what they've been waiting for. And really, what's bad is, and I feel bad for the football fans here. You know, just like you guys in Buffalo, great fans in that city. Tremendous fans, and the one thing I kind of feel bad is because Chiefs fans love going to training camp. You know, they love, you know, wearing the red and the jerseys and showing up and watching Mahomes and all this. And here they're world champions, and they can't do that. You know, they can't go to training camp to watch the world champions. Obviously, things are changed right now, but this town was ready for a football championship. Let me put it this way, because this town loves the Chiefs. They had over 100 wins in the 90s. Great teams with Marty Schottenheimer getting to the edge and then kind of falling off of it into the playoffs. And in the year before, when they lost to the Patriots in the AFC title game, it was because of an offside.
Yeah.
Or they would have been the back-to-back Super Bowl. So, yeah, so just keep your eyes or your head up, Buffalo. It's bound to happen. I never thought it would. It did.
Well, between the Royals and the Chiefs – and more championships. Are you guys going to be the new Boston? We just win it all the time now? Like, all the
Yeah, but people like us.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's different.
That's great. That's
of
great.
And look, factor with the Midwest, you know?
I will attest to that. So Jay, you and I are the same age, and I grew up in Buffalo. I was a poor college student at Syracuse University during the Super Bowl years, coming back in a Greyhound bus. I watched a couple of those. I watched the Chiefs lose a couple of playoff games here in Orchard Park. One was with Joe Montana, obviously. And I will tell you, though, and this is true, whether it's been in that capacity as a young fan or now as a professional broadcaster, and I'm the sideline guy, so I go to all the road games and everything. Chiefs fans I've always said this, and I will always say it. Chiefs fans have always been the best. Like, they're really, really good, down-to-earth people. I've always had a great experience with them. I was so happy for that town to see a Super Bowl. So in return, could you throw those vibes our way a little bit? Can we do that?
You know, after all, it is our fault that we have Mahomes instead of you. Actually, Kansas City fans are forever grateful to Buffalo. I didn't know if you guys knew this or not.
Of course, yes.
As they should.
I mean, the Bills in the trade, the Chiefs have traded with the Buffalo Bills, and oh, my. I mean, I will throw those good vibes Buffalo's direction. I'm telling you guys, I'm a fan of, you know, kind of pulling for towns that, you know, getting title games that the fans have been so loyal and spent so much money through the years. And that's Buffalo, you know. Buffalo's at the top of that chart. And I felt Kansas City was that way. You know, supporting your team when they're good, supporting your team when they're bad. And always filling it up and always kind of pulling for the team. And I see Buffalo. Matter of fact, here's the fun thing, guys. Buffalo kind of let us down at the end of the year, though, because you guys lost to the Patriots towards the second to last game of the season, right? The Chiefs needed Buffalo to win that because the Chiefs needed a bye week. It wasn't until Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Dolphins beat them the final week that gave the Chiefs the bye. It was very crucial in the league. There's a bar here in Kansas City called Al's Wings, right? The guy's from Buffalo. And it is the Buffalo Bills hangout. I mean, Bills Mafia comes there whenever the Bills are in town. And the guy's from New York and has probably the best wings in Kansas City. And it's just a small bar, but it's Sabres and Bills. And Chiefs fans were loaded in that place, rooting for the Buffalo Bills to beat the Patriots that second to last game of the season.
That was an exciting game, too.
It was an exciting game. But there's some Bills over there. There's Chiefs fans turning the Bills fans that way. They did.
Very nice.
And supported some Al's Wings.
There's a Bills backers bar in almost every city in America. It is incredible how many Bills backers bars there are everywhere. Hey, before we let you go, can we get a Royals update now that teams are going to be back in the field? Here's a team that, you know, not too far removed from their World Series championship, which also was, by the way, really cool to see. But, you know, it is a team that over the years has kind of been mocked as being the farm club for some teams, and they get some high-end talent. Now, where do they stand right now?
Sure. I think the Royals, they drafted extremely well. They went from one of the worst farm teams, obviously. That's what happens when you win a World Series. The Royals traded five pitchers to get Cueto and Zobra, so obviously you're going to take a bit of a hit with the farm system. But they both get back up, and they have one of the top prospects in baseball that's really turning heads. His name's Bobby Witt, turning heads. But the problem is the Royals have three catchers out, two of them with COVID. And one of them, their top three boom, boom, boom catchers in the organization are out with COVID. And the other one is an undisclosed injury. So who knows on that, guys? Because, you know, they can release it or not, that information, but there's no other information. But that's significant when you lose three catchers. Hopefully they'll be back in time for the season. But the people are excited because this is a sprint. 60 games is a sprint, and there's no telling what can happen. This is wild, man. With players testing positive and what's going to happen when they travel on the road, which teams, we've already seen good players opt out in this league. What's it going to look like with different teams? I think it's all up in the air because of just the uncertainty of major league teams. And I think the Royals have a chance just like everybody else because of the uncertainty of Major League Baseball.
Jay Binkley on the Western Highland. Jay, we kept you forever. So thanks for all the time and the chat.
Thank you.
Oh, you guys are great, man. Thank you guys very much. Talk to you anytime.
Absolutely. Stay safe. Stay cool. I mean, 95 degrees. It's we were up there a little bit in the last couple of weeks. Thanks to
Let's get some snow. Let's go.
Yeah. That would mean football season, and you know we'd be okay with that, maybe. All right,
Jay.
Thanks very much.
Take care.
Jay Binkley on the West Her Hotline on some Chiefs stuff, Chiefs and Royals as well. Yeah, I mean, I it's funny, Sal. Like I remember that AFC Championship game that they lost to the Patriots on the offside by, was it D Ford, right? And that to me is it's probably like the Sabres losing to, who is it, Carolina in the conference finals. Like, you're upset, but you're so happy your team is good. And I would think when they lost that game to the Patriots, like, yeah, but we're going to be back. Like, there's no doubt. You're watching Mahomes that year. We're going to be back here. And sure enough, the very next year, they win the Super Bowl. The Sabres didn't. But the very next year, the Sabres were, you know, better, and they were back and fell short again. But that's just such a good feeling to be in that spot and know it's not fluky, you know? You know, not only are you in the biggest game here, the biggest games, you know you deserve to be, and you probably will be for quite some time.
Yeah, how much does – so what happened was, so D4 goes offside. They have an interception on that play. That would have sealed the game.
Uh-huh.
But because he's offside, they have to replay the down. The Patriots pick up the first down, they go on to score, they go on to win. That haunts you forever unless you win a Super Bowl, which they did. Mm-hmm. So, like, you put that in context, how much does that even matter anymore to anybody? Like, there are people going around going, I can't believe D Ford. I don't think people do that anymore because they literally won the Super Bowl the next year. Whereas McKee flips the – it was Jay McKee, right, into the – no, McKee had the staff infection.
It was Campbell, yeah.
Brian Campbell. He flips it over the glass. We're still talking about that because the Sabres never went on to win.
Yeah, I mean, if the Bills beat Washington the next year with Norwood on the roster, it's like, whatever.
Correct.
You know,
yes.
Like, whatever. And I'm going to actually make a comparison, too, because, you know, Jay mentioned Kansas City fans are very thankful for the Bills' trade out of that Mahomes spot. And I think there's a little bit of that to this, too, which is just, hey, the Bills, I mean, they haven't won a Super Bowl, and, you know, of course, that'll be it. But the fact that the Bills are good takes a lot of the sting out of that. If the Bills were 4-12 and perennial losers with nothing exciting, I think you'd have fans feeling worse about that. Instead, like the way that I laid it out once to someone who wrote me an email about it was, yeah, the Bills decided to take a different train, and we'll see if it gets to the same destination, but, like, you know, they're on this track. And you didn't have to know Mahomes was going to be amazing. A lot of teams didn't. You went with a different guy. You've got other good players. You know, like, it can be both, ah, you missed on that, and, all right, well, you've got a different plan, and both can be okay. You know, I think the Bills being good and seeming like they've got their act together definitely not just softens that blow, but can kind of erases it for a lot of people. You don't really, I don't think Bills fans, too many of them, walk around carrying that trade with them every day.
No, that's right. I just think we're in a different spot with the Bills than we've been in a long time. And we go back to how we kind of started the show, which is what Bill Barnwell wrote, right? Whether you agree with him or not, I mean, to look at this roster where they are, I think people are just, you know, you got it's like a horse coming down the stretch. You got those blinders on, right? And you're just looking. I think that's where people are right now. There's no looking in the rearview mirror. We did that for 17 years, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. This guy talks about, and he's right, the people grew into drinking age between playoff wins. We're past that for the Bills right now, and we were almost there. We were at least a driving age and college age, basically, for playoff appearances, right? But we don't talk about that anymore. That was something that weighed on us all the time here in Buffalo. The drought. And now, because two playoff appearances in 3 years, Barnwell saying this, looking at the team, looking at Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean, future, I think that people are in a much better spot looking forward.
Yep. 803-0550. An update on the 100 holes when we get back here on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Masters theme. The Masters is going to be, I mean, I would put that at the top of the list of things that are going to happen that are going to be fun and exciting, right, Sal? I mean, that's, is it October, November? I don't.
It's on the same day. It's on the same. The final round is on the same day. The Bills play at the Arizona Cardinals,
November 15th. Yeah.
Yeah. So so both are on CBS. CBS in this weird, interesting spot that day because they have the Masters final round and they have football.
Yeah.
I read how they're going to do it. Like, there is a way they're going to do it, obviously. Maybe the Masters final round will end, I think, before the... They're not going to have early games, I think. They'll have late football games, like the Bills are on the West.
And
so the Masters are supposed to end. Yes.
Yep. All right. That'll be fun. Golf's good. We talk golf. Coming up in the Memorial this week, you've got Rory and Koepka and Tiger all in the same opening round group, and that's fun. And then Thursday, I got 100 holes of golf to play at Wanaka Country Club with a few other individuals, including one or two that's on our Western Hotline right now. On the Western Hotline, my friend Roger Kalani. Nobody calls him Roger, though, Sal. I call him Bodge, okay? Bodge is on the line. Bodge, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy and Sal. How are you guys today?
We're doing good. All right. So are you ready? 100 holes. Tell everybody what this is about, what it entails, how it all came about as well. 100 holes of golf at Wanaka on Thursday.
Sure. A few years back, a gentleman named Simon Bennett, he was on, I believe, on Friday on
with
the
Howard,
air. Yep, kind of explained a little bit of how it all came about. He wanted to do something for the community, but mainly he also wanted to have that opportunity to get out and golf a little more, and he thought this would be a great idea. So that's kind of how it started. But it's morphed, obviously, into more than that. Now it's all about raising money for, historically speaking, it's for it's been for Courage of Carly at Roswell Park. And this year, we were lucky enough to be added, my son Luca's foundation to be added to it as well. So what we do is there's 16 of us. We play 100 holes of golf, and we've been raising money for the two foundations. That obviously everyone knows of Courage of Carly and what it does in the local community, in Western New York community. And Luca's foundation is to create opportunities and experiences for kids who would normally not be able to do so on their own. And that's what we're doing.
The website for the Luca Kalani Foundation is livelikeluca.com if you want more information on that, adding to the Courage of Carly Fund. And, you know, Bodge, it's an example of turning a terrible thing into a positive thing and trying to find, you know, compassion, generosity, kindness. This foundation, you know, as you and Ashley started to put it together with so many other people, you know, the driving force behind it is your son. So how did the mission statement, how did it all come together on what exactly, you know, you wanted the money to go to?
Well, Luca and I, at the end of every year, we kind of do a recap of the stuff we did, the experiences we did, went to different sporting events or different things, and then we kind of start building our calendar for the upcoming year. We were actually recapping, and we came back from basketball practice, and we were getting gassed, and there was a Powerball Mega Million, and he said to me, sorry, it always chokes me up a little bit, but he said to me, Dad, if we win the lottery, can we start a foundation for kids who aren't as lucky as me and a lot of my friends? And so after his passing, that's exactly kind of like the light bulb went on, and I said, you know, this is a really bad situation, obviously, but we're going to make the most of it, and fulfill his bucket list of things for kids who wouldn't be able to do so normally on their own.
And we're going to play 100 on Thursday at Wanaka, and I know you've got his buddy Jack there too, who he's playing the 100. He's doing this?
Yeah, I am.
All right, Jack. So you're a heck of a golfer. I saw your Western New York PGA page. I was looking at some of your 9-hole scores, and your you know, you're going sub 40 a couple times, so I'm expecting for you to play pretty well out there. So, how about for you? What this means to play the 100 holes on Thursday?
Well, it means a lot, especially with my friend Luca, who passed away recently, and the fact that I can raise money for two great foundations.
And again, it's the Courage of Carly Foundation and the Live Like the Luca Kalani Foundation. You got any plans for these 100 holes? I mean, what's the most you've played in a single day? Are we 18, 36, 54? Kind of how much?
45 holes, so I'm pretty much doubling that.
45. Why'd you do 45? Were you just on a roll that day?
I had nothing else to do, and I love golf.
It's as good a reason as any, right? Jack Tebow is going to be playing also in our 100 holes of golf on Thursday. I know we've got a bunch of the television stations coming out, Bodge, and, you know, we'll be out there doing everything we can to update people on My round of 100, Howard's coming out to caddy. What can people that want to get involved either in donating to this specific, to the 100 holes or to the foundation, what can they do other than go to my Twitter feed where I've been tweeting out the link? Is there any way they can continue to contribute and be a part of it?
Yes, actually, sorry, I just lost it. Not good, Aaron. This is not good.
Totally understandable, and thanks for being on today to do this, Bodge.
I just had it with me, and there's actually it's the Roswell. I think you can go Team Roswell. Yes, okay. And it's under the Backlash Wanaka, I believe it is. So that's you can do it that way, or you could also, like we said, you can go to the individual websites at livelikeluca.com or the Courage of Carly, and there's you could also. It falls under Team Roswell fundraiser, and then it kind of it's the backslash. I believe it's a backslash Wanaka Country Club, and then it'll falls under the 18 holes of golf.
Gotcha. Yeah, I googled Roswell Park Wanaka, and it took me right to the page, the team page, the goal. We're kicking the goal up because the community has made a lot of very kind donations to this point, and hopefully we can get a lot more come, today, tomorrow, Thursday. We also got a bunch of people that are going to be, pledging per birdie and per par, and I'm trying to get somebody to pledge per ball I lose on the course, and I bought 48 fresh ones, so I'm stacked. I got 48. That's not good news for my
caddy.
Just
be aggressive, baby. That's it, Jared. Be aggressive.
My caddy's going to be upset because the bag got a lot heavier, but I'll be stocked. I'll be ready with all the golf balls.
Well, I figure I'm kind of in that mindset of it's either going to be a really good golf day for me or it's going to be a really bad golf day for me, because with people pledging money for birdies and eagles, I've already brought myself to the place where I'm just going to be playing pretty recklessly.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it all, yeah.
There you go, all man.
Right. All right.
So we'll see what happens. So I'm actually bringing an extra dozen golf balls myself.
All right. See, it's good. It's a good. It's a indication of our difference in our golf games that you're bringing an extra dozen, and I bought four dozen. So we'll see. We'll see. All right, Bodge. Well, thanks for coming on. Always. I'll see you Thursday, and looking forward to getting out there.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Bodge.
Thank you guys so much. We greatly appreciate the opportunity and the platform to get out and talk about the two foundations in the event. As you mentioned, we're just trying to raise a lot of money for our local community and to be able to better kids' lives moving forward.
All right. Roger Kalani on the Wester Hotline, the 100 Holes of Golf. I'll tweet out a link right now as well so you can donate to the general team or anyway, you can donate to Jack. I'm looking at Jack's numbers. Hey, man, Jack's raised a lot of money there. He's going to finish in first place in terms of the donations.
He's a very likable person, unlike some of us.
All right.
That's what you should do, Jared. You should actually, when you tweet out, you say, if you like me, donate a dollar. If you don't like me, donate a dollar. And you've got 87,000.
What are you trying to say,
Listen,
Bodge?
If Jeremy said if you don't like, Jeremy said it should say, if you don't like me, donate $2. That'll really help him.
Yeah,
that's probably that would raise a lot of money.
All right, jeez, this turned into a roast? What's going on here? Come on. All right, thanks, Bodge.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, that's Roger Kalani on the and thanks to Jack Tebow as well, who's a young golfer and going to go out there and probably shoot low and put me to shame out there. But I'm looking forward to it, Sal. Like it's 100 holes, walking 100 holes. I'm going to chart it on my watch, see how far we go. But yeah, I mean, it's a great group of people out there that are going to go play those 100 holes. I reached out to, our friends in the media, John Scott, Josh Reed, like, hey, if you guys can send somebody out there, you're looking for some sports content in the local news, And of course, as always, accommodating everybody around here just wants to do everything they can to help people out, which is always always a good feeling. So good.
No doubt.
Excited
about
it. For it. Excited for it. And wait till you see, I'm going to change like five different outfits. I'm going to turn this into a game. Howard, I'm not sure if he's going to buy the pair of Air Monarchs for me to wear. He wanted me to wear Air Monarchs for 18 of the holes. I was considering doing it under one condition. And that is that I'll allow a picture to be taken of me wearing the Air Monarchs, but that picture everybody in the world has to agree to immediately delete it, and it would never be tweeted and never be seen by anyone ever again. You think we can make – no? Is that That's going to be hard.
I don't know about that.
I mean, come on.
I won't let it happen.
Oh, right. The idea of me. Ugh. That'd be scary. Anyway, thanks for all your support and all your donations. I mean, we're as a team, our goal right now is we've upped our goal. That's the thing. You got to up the goal. We've upped the goal to $75,000 for the Courage of Carly Foundation and the Luca Kalani Foundation. And the money is, sir, to help kids in the area, to help, you know, the local community and people in need. So if you can donate, that'd be wonderful. I'll tweet out another link in just a moment. Extendo Sports on the way, and we'll close things out here. Jeremy White, Sal Capaccio, and Brayton Wilson on WGR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, Jeremy, I got a question for you.
I'm ready.
Here's a little background first, all right? For some reason, which I have no idea why, MySpace is trending on Twitter.
Oh.
So I clicked it.
I love
to find out why.
2 minute warning.
I have no idea why it's trending. I really don't. Yeah. However, when I clicked it, much to my surprise, it is getting a lot of love. Like, people are like, dude, actually, that was really, compared to what we have now, way better than Facebook. You could do this, you could do that. This was the bomb. This was the best. People talking about it. If you don't know what MySpace was, maybe you're too young, go research it. It's actually very interesting, the history, how it exploded. And so did you have a MySpace page, and what was it like? Because I did not. I was a high school teacher at the time that it was really big. I did not even want to go on there.
I did... To be totally honest, I don't think I ever had a MySpace page. I might have done the thing where you hear about it and set up and then never do anything with it.
Right.
But I spent a collective 12 minutes on MySpace ever if I ever did it all. Like, it would have been something I signed up for and forgot about. I never did it. I might have been too old, too young. I don't even know. But it was never like a thing.
But if you click it on, because it is trending on Twitter for some reason, which I have no idea why, people are really nostalgic and loving it and saying,
"Oh yeah,
man, like this is the way social media should have been. Let's go back to that."
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was personal and music and stuff. Like,
yes.
Honestly, I don't have a ton of memories about it because I'm trying to think, like, what year is that?
If you go to Wiki, it's from 2005 to 2008, it was the largest social media site, networking site in the world.
Yeah. So Facebook would have already existed. So I would have been on Facebook.
Then Facebook took it over, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have much for it.
It said it had a huge influence on YouTube, Zynga, yep. RockYou, PhotoBucket, a bunch of others.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch. So it's just trending because people are just remembering
it? I have no idea why it's trending. I still haven't figured out why it's trending, but it's trending.
All right. Very good. What else? We're about out of time. Instigators on the way. And then
Peters has re-signed with the Eagles, but he's going to play guard, not tackle.
One-year deal, reasonable money to play guard. Yep. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Future Hall of Famer, you agree?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Sal, thanks for coming in. Thanks for joining.
No problem.
We're back tomorrow. Show's back tomorrow here on WGR.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.